What if you could approach your life with the same creative problem-solving mindset that designers use to create groundbreaking products? This revolutionary premise forms the foundation of designing your life. The book tackles a widespread epidemic of dysfunctional beliefs about careers and happiness that leave many feeling stuck. Like Ellen, who loved geology but discovered her major didn't align with her career aspirations. Or Janine, who achieved professional success but felt profoundly unfulfilled. By applying design thinking principles to your existence, you can craft a life that's not just tolerable, but genuinely joyful and meaningful. This isn't about having all the answers up front or creating a perfect blueprint. It's about approaching life as an evolving creation that responds to prototyping, testing, and refinement. Life design is built on five key attitudes. Curiosity approaches challenges with open questions rather than fixed assumptions. A bias toward action encourages experimentation instead of endless analysis. Reframing helps view problems from different angles. Awareness of process recognizes that life design is ongoing, and collaboration involves others in your journey. Children naturally embody these attitudes, diving into experiences with curiosity, experimenting freely, and adjusting as they go. As adults, we can reclaim this approach by treating challenges as design opportunities rather than pass-fail tests. Follow your passion may be the most damaging career advice ever given. It wrongly assumes you have a pre-existing passion waiting to be discovered. The truth? For most people, passion develops through engagement, mastery, and meaningful contribution. This realization shifts you from the paralyzing, "What is my one true passion?" to the productive, "What shall I try next?" acknowledging that interests evolve throughout life. Before embarking on any journey, you need to know your starting point. In life design, this means honestly assessing four fundamental areas: health, work, play, and love. Health encompasses physical, mental, and emotional well-being, not about meeting external standards, but understanding what wellness means for you. Work represents your contribution to the world, whether paid or unpaid. Play might seem frivolous, but is essential. Activities that bring joy for their own sake rejuvenate us and often spark creativity. Love encompasses all meaningful connections that provide support, challenge, and belonging. Imagine these four areas as gauges on your life dashboard. Where are you running low? Where are you overflowing? This assessment isn't about achieving perfect balance, an unrealistic goal, but about recognizing imbalances that need attention. Sometimes, addressing a strength can provide energy for tackling challenges elsewhere. The interconnections are fascinating. Improvements in play might enhance work performance. Strengthening relationships might support health goals. By seeing your life holistically, you can make strategic choices about where to focus your design efforts. Have you ever made a decision that looked good on paper but felt wrong in your gut? This disconnect often stems from misalignment between your deeper values and choices. Life design addresses this through two reflections, work view and life view. Your work view articulates why work exists in your life beyond paying bills. Your life view addresses broader questions about meaning and core values. The power comes when examining how these views interact. When aligned, you experience what Parker Palmer calls living an undivided life, where identity, beliefs, and actions form a coherent whole. This compass doesn't dictate specific choices, but provides criteria for evaluating options. Notice that some activities leave you feeling depleted, while others energize you, regardless of effort required. This distinction between engagement and energy provides crucial guidance for life design. By tracking both in a good time journal, revealing patterns emerge. Michael's story illustrates this perfectly. As a successful marketing executive, he enjoyed aspects of his work but felt constantly depleted. His journal revealed that technical problem-solving energized him, while administrative tasks exhausted him. This insight led him to restructure his role to focus more on technical elements, dramatically increasing his satisfaction without changing companies. When feeling trapped, people often fixate on finding one perfect solution, ironically reducing creativity when they need it most. Life design offers an alternative: create multiple versions of your future. The Odyssey Plan exercise asks you to map three distinct 5-year futures: one continuing your current path, another pursuing a dormant dream, and a third that's radically different: what you'd do if money and status weren't factors. For each plan, detail what you'd do, where you'd live, how you'd measure success, and potential challenges. Then share these plans with others who can identify connections you've missed. Chung's story illustrates this approach. After years in finance feeling stuck, his Odyssey plans explored advancing in finance, opening a restaurant, and becoming a career counselor. The process revealed what he truly valued across all three: helping others succeed, creating experiences, and applying analytical skills creatively. This insight enabled him to design a unique role combining these elements, something conventional planning would never have uncovered. How do you move from possibilities to confident action? Through prototyping, creating small-scale, low-risk experiences that test elements of possible futures. Rather than wondering if you'd enjoy teaching, volunteer to lead a workshop. Instead of fantasizing about living abroad, arrange a home exchange. These experiences provide real data about how different paths might feel. Clara's story demonstrates this perfectly. Considering a career change from sales, she created three prototypes: shadowing a nonprofit director, volunteering at a homeless shelter, and taking a short course in social work. The shelter experience unexpectedly resonated, revealing a passion for direct service. This led to a fulfilling career working with homeless populations, a path she wouldn't have discovered through analysis alone. Effective prototypes answer specific questions without major commitments. They shift focus from abstract deliberation to concrete action, acknowledging that some questions can only be answered through experience. This approach transforms "what if I make the wrong choice" into "how can I test this possibility?" By gathering experiential data before making major changes, you reduce risk while increasing confidence in your decisions. Life design is an ongoing practice, not a one-time project. Like designers who refine their creations based on feedback, your life evolves through cycles of assessment, ideation, and testing. This perspective transforms setbacks into valuable information. Each no brings you closer to the right yes. The goal isn't perfection, but developing skills to design a life that adapts to changing circumstances and desires. Meaningful lives rarely follow linear paths, but unfold as emergent systems, patterns that develop through interaction and adaptation rather than from predictable initial conditions. By embracing this fluidity, you build resilience for life's uncertainties. The question becomes, how do I navigate many possible paths, rather than how do I find the right path? This mindset frees you from the pressure of perfect decisions and encourages approaching life with a designer's creativity, practicality, and curiosity.